From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Juneau police and fire investigators looking into a fire at Bartlett Regional Hospital this morning. Assistant Fire Chief Ed Quinto says a witness heard an explosion in the bathroom in the emergency room's waiting room just after 3 o'clock this morning. Quinto says other witnesses in the waiting room saw smoke and fire in the bathroom. Hospital sprinkler system activated and knocked down the fire in the bathroom, and Quinto says there was water damage in the emergency room and waiting room. There were no injuries reported. Quinto says a suspect was detained by Juneau police officers. Juneau Assemblywoman Debbie White suffered an upset in Tuesday's election after losing to her challenger by nearly 1,000 votes in the District 2 election. Unofficial results showed political newcomer Rob Edwardson win all but two of Juneau's 13 precincts. White conceded within minutes to Edwardson as the two washed results in the Juneau Assembly chambers. She told KTOO she had no regrets during her time on the Assembly.
Of course, I appreciate all the people that supported me, and it was an honor to serve Juneau for the last 3 years, and I wish everybody luck moving forward because the problems aren't going to change, you know, based upon who's sitting in that chair.
Edwardson told KTOO about his first priorities.
The two that I talked about during the campaign were long-term solutions for homelessness, solving the root causes, and the same thing with the addictions epidemic, look for root causes. Those are the things that endanger people the most, so that's what I'd like to see.
The other two incumbents, Jesse Keel and Maria Gladyszewski, were reelected for three-year terms by comfortable margins. Keel held off his closest challenger, Chuck Collins, by nearly 2,000 votes. Gladyszewski, who faced a write-in challenge, won by 2,500 votes. Juneau's two ballot measures also passed easily. Proposition 1 extends an existing 1% sales tax for another 5 years, and it's projected to raise about $47 million for capital projects. And Proposition 2 relaxes the requirement that the city award contracts to the lowest qualified bidder. With at least another 1,600 uncounted absentee ballots, question ballots, and early voting ballots to be counted, turnout was projected at around 27%. Detailed results, broken down by precinct, can be found at ktoo.org. And in the school board races, Brian Holst and Jeff Short won seats. As of noon today, the Coast Guard has eyes on a stray kayak floating in Gastineau Channel north of the Douglas Bridge. It's yellow and 10 to 12 feet long. The Coast Guard is working on recovering the kayak and will distribute a photo later. Ensign Alexander Henry says it may be a sign that someone is missing, or it could just be a lost kayak. Anyone with information should contact the Coast Guard at 463-2980. And a quick look at weather. It's 52 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport. Weather this afternoon, 30% chance of rain, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 49. You can subscribe to a daily podcast version of this newscast at ktoo.org/listen.